Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, great for this dude.
Oh.
And it's also interesting to see that this place that is, was at one time, household name business.
Yeah.
Household name business. You were hoping one day they would show up at your front door, is still doing their thing.
Yeah, they still advertise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what's weird is they advertise. They advertise for what?
Not sure.
Because like this thing's been around for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
everyone still knows them by name.
Right.
And I don't know what they're trying to sell me.
Well, they must be making a lot of money.
You hang it out of the break room. Monsters Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into the story. Robert Collins of Honeyway Falls.
Yeah.
A little bit richer this morning.
So he hit.
Big ass check, buddy.
Wow.
Because this man from Lima won a Publisher's Clearinghouse contest.
I've never heard of anybody actually hit.
I mean, they're still giving stuff out.
Right.
They were at his house. There were cameras
in
everything.
Did they say what he scored?
Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, when was the last time we even heard of a winner, period, for this thing? Because I haven't seen a commercial or an ad for it in years.
I think they still run those ads.
Do
you see
them
during football.
Okay, no. They run the ads on his TV stations because he's an old man.
Yeah, because Steve Harvey does the ads now.
Oh, okay. Well,
did Steve Harvey show up?
No, Steve Harvey was not there. No, to Kimmy's point, I haven't seen one of these commercials since they used to run them on the Super Bowl.
No idea this still existed.
Whatever old man crap you're watching, you still
I watch all the old man crap.
So,
CSI Chicago. Chicago.
Have you heard the new term, FBI Tuesday?
No.
There's three FBI shows Tuesday nights. It's FBI Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so going back to the story.
Yeah.
He won a check, and he had a choice. He could have a check for $55,000 or a brand new Mustang GT.
Ooh.
American muscle, baby.
I think they discontinued the Mustang, too, didn't they?
It's brand new. I hope not. Hey,
no,
we're not using these anymore.
But I think
this is the last one.
Oh, no, the Mustang and the Camaro.
Yeah.
But I would take the coin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Always take the cash.
But you got a Mustang, though.
No, take the cash.
Okay. He took the cash.
Good.
So he said he and his wife are probably going to go on a trip or something like that.
Nice.
But he mentioned Robert, the winner of the $55,000 from Publishers Clearinghouse. He said he's been playing every day for 10 years and he's still in shock.
So he plays every day?
Plays every day for 10 years.
I didn't know he was like the lottery.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because Publishers Clearinghouse has been a household name business since what, the 1950s?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The original. They made the giant check famous.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, yes.
And the balloons and all that. Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
What does Publishers Clearinghouse do?
They take publishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they clear it.
Out.
Out to the public. I have no idea what they do.
How long?
I thought they either publish books or just housed books. I don't know.
Are they just, is it just like a lottery at this point? Like, is there an actual purpose?
But where does the money come from?
People, does it cost money to enter?
I have no idea.
But why do they call it Publishers Clearinghouse?
Well, maybe that's what it originally was.
But if they have had a product, why have I never been advertised their actual product? For a company that did really good at getting their name in everyone's
branding
head.
Branding themselves,
They did a terrible job at telling me what they do.
Because
I have no idea what Publishers Clearinghouse is.
I have the answer.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Publishers Clearinghouse is a direct marketing company that sells merchandise and magazine subscriptions and operates sweepstakes and prized-based websites.
Okay, so wait, direct. So like, are they gonna send me like a catalog to buy stuff?
I guess.
Okay.
And then maybe that's how you're able to enter. So if you buy the subscription, you get the entry kind of thing.
I love magazines. I haven't held a physical magazine in 5 years.
No.
Easily.
So who?
I can remember, though, when there was like an aisle of magazines at Wegmans.
Yeah.
Like, just, it was endless.
It still exists, by the way.
But like, every hobby you could think of,
They
had a magazine for it.
Okay, so I'm on their website right now.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'm hit with is win $1 million set for life prize.
That's the big one that they push on TV.
You got it. But, like, all I'm seeing on their website when I go to publishersclearinghouse.com is the ability to enter to win contests.
Yes, so maybe that's just what they do now.
But, so it's like a lottery,
but
basically.
How do you make money?
So everybody, from the lottery entries.
Yeah.
Right.
So
let's say they take in X amount of money and then they give out a portion of that as a prize.
But this is kind
of like how the lottery works.
And maybe website advertising.
Yeah.
Do I have to pay to get in?
Well, I would think you.
Hold on, stand by. There is a thing. This must be a commonly asked question because there is a link that says right on their front page, how does... Oh, about why PCH gives up. You may have seen the best way to call to your attention some of our great products as well as introducing new opportunities, blah, 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 blah. You don't have to buy anything to enter to win. Publishers Clearinghouse can continue to offer fabulous prizes only as long as good people like you take advantage of our amazing deals. So, all right. So they.
But I wonder if there's a membership fee to join, like Amazon.
Yeah.
Like you pay like per year just to be in the club and then you can like shop around, like BJ's.
Is there anybody who does Publishers Clearinghouse that's listening to us right now?
Must
there
be enough where they can still continue to do this.
Well, they used to have $1 million checks.
Didn't they used
dude
to?
Dude got 55.
Didn't they do it like halftime at the Super Bowl? They gave it away live?
Yeah, I remember watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all exciting. And they also would do one on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, because I have a vivid memory. Again,
I'd love to see other people get rich on the holidays.
No, but people buy into that stuff,
I know.
Man.
Like, it depresses me.
Well, yeah, you're also selfish.
Everybody's selfish. That's why you enter these things. You want money.
We're talking about a man named Robert Collins. He won $55,000 from Publishers Clearinghouse. They showed up at his house with a big check and the cameras, and we realized it did just this moment, despite the fact that we know all about Publishers Clearinghouse. We know nothing about Publishers Clearinghouse. I had a family member who...
What?
Sweetest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah. She was such a sweetheart. She played Publishers Clearinghouse all the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And we used to do... Christmas Eve at my grandmother's house, so I'm like 11, 12 years old. Whole family is over. There was a big snowstorm, and also this woman didn't have a driver's license. She had to take a cab back and forth to everywhere she went.
Oh.
She left in the middle of dinner because that night, Publishers Clearinghouse was showing up at somebody's house to give out $1 million check.
Oh, so she wanted to be home.
And she went home because they told her you could be a winner.
So she took a cab in a snowstorm to go back home.
To leave the middle of Christmas Eve dinner to go wait for a check that never came.
Well, do you not get the check if you're not home?
I don't know. I don't know how.
No,
that
they
goes.
Leave it on your door.
That's what I wonder.
Prop it up on his side.
What if you're not home? Are you no longer the winner? Or do they wait for you to get?
Beats a hell out of me.
She goes to the next house.
No, I'm just
wondering. Next door. Give it to that chump.
Hey,
man, what a sucker.
Bro, well, no, but I mean, she was.
I mean, it's the same. That's.
But she's an old woman who
I know.
Lived in a generation where people weren't doing
that. And I guess what would be the difference between somebody that plays this all the time and somebody that's a regular player of the lottery? I mean, it's all idea.
I don't have to. The lottery, I don't have to be. This seems more scammy.
Yes.
I don't know. We know somebody that won now.
For the first, but we've been around here for how long? How many people in Rochester have won?
Right.
Maybe there's more than we think.
You can buy scratch offs?
Oh, so it is a lottery then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder what the average age is of somebody.
Yeah,
it's got to be my age and up.
Yeah.
Here's how you know it's ancient, because first of all, it's the most easy, basic website you've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a button that says enter to win, and it has flash, where it's like the enter to win moves up and down, the arrow moves one way. Okay. It's like a website from 1996. Oh, man. You going to go enter?
No.
It's got
I don't gamble.
55. It's not gambling. It's free, man.
Oh, it's free?
It's free to enter now. Complete this official registration form. Continue to claim today's entry before time runs out.
Wait, it's time sensitive?
Time is running out. Go now.
Okay, then I have to go home and wait? Whatever.
Yeah, everybody listening to Rochester Radio would like you to go home and wait. Please go home and wait. By the way, they are claiming just before we wrap this up, right? To be fair to Publishers Clearinghouse, because we are a fair show, I'm at their website.
Mm-hmm.
It says over $615 million in prizes awarded since 1967, and you can be the next winner. $23 million in prizes awarded this year, $11 million prizes awarded to date, 150 millionaire making prizes awarded.
So this goes on all year.
I guess so. But is that 150 millionaire making prize awarded? Is that since 1967? Because that's actually way less impressive than I thought Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah. Well, they've given away, what, $600 million since 1967?
$615 million since 1967.
In total prize money.
Yes. This is all what they claim.
All right.
Is that impressive?
Well, they were probably giving away less back then just because it would have been worth more.
Yep.
So the bigger numbers probably didn't come till later.
By the way, they're a Better Business Bureau accredited business.
They are accredited?
They are accredited by the Better Business Bureau, and I'm not suspicious at all that that logo is on their front page when you get on there. That is not anything that's making me suspicious.
We're good people.
Anyway. Here's the other thing, man. I'm on this website right now. It's all contests. Like, if I don't know how to buy something. If I want to buy something, how do I buy something?
So they make their money on people putting money into these contests.
But I don't even know if it costs any money to get into these contests. I'm not seeing anywhere where I'd have to pay. It's just like logging in.
Or unless you get, I wonder if now you're just going to get bombarded with ads.
Okay, maybe.
From them. And that's how they do it. They sell the ad space, and then you get crushed.
252-WCMF.
Like, we're all going to have that on our phones now.
Yeah, we probably are. Yeah. But maybe we'll win. Ed McMahon's corpse will be at your door.
Let's go home. Did he do that one? Yeah, I guess
Ed
he did.
Ed McMahon was publisher's
They always had like some name, like some host or some celebrity with them when they did it. I don't know if they still do that.
All right, we can get all our questions answered about how they're making money here. 252-WCMF, because Michelle says her mom is a big PCH gal. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. My mom is into Publishers Clearinghouse. Every day, I swear there's something coming in the mail from Publishers. She has won $1,000.
Oh.
Has she spent
in 1967? So what does she buy from them?
They have everything. You know, like when you see at the store things that they say advertised on TV?
She's that person.
There's just tons of that stuff. I mean, she gets like a little magazine and stuff, and it has all that stuff. I mean, really neat stuff and things like that.
Oh, Michelle, you're going down the road. Michelle, you're going down the road.
It sounds like your mother's house is loaded with a bunch of crap, like figurines and like little porcelain bells.
But the best part is when I go over, she'll be like, oh, well, could you use this or that? I don't want that stuff in my house. Load your own house up. Don't load mine,
But she's buying stuff thinking it gives her a better chance to win. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason.
I think so, too. I think she thinks it gives her a better chance of winning.
But she's having
when she
fun.
She won $1,000. I think so, too, but every single day, I'm not kidding you, every day there's something from Publishers Clearinghouse coming to her house.
There goes your inheritance, by the way.
Well, no, she gets all those bills.
No, that's what I said. There goes that. Or I'm going to get a room full of Publishers Clearinghouse stuff for my inheritance.
Michelle. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But what she does is she'll be, I don't think I want that, so she'll send it back, and I'm just like, I think she thinks she stands a better chance of winning the big money, but she has won, so...
All
but
right.
every day, it's Publishers come to her house.
Well, thank you for the information, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Michelle! She's got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Very bubbly.
That sucks, man. This sucks.
I know. But listen, man, if it puts a smile on the old bag's face, who cares?
Yeah, big old smile until they're repossessing her house.
To buy more stuff.
Yes, because she can't afford to pay the taxes on it. All right, let's take a break.
I'm upside down on porcelain bells.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.